Let me make a suggestion. Okay, what I'd like to do is review the setting up of it, assuming that this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah, sure. You got the detailed schedule down to the last minute.
Okay, there we go, okay. So I want to run through what Dane has done with you. And I think in a simpler form, because in many ways our students don't need full, through, rigorous proofs. It's conceptual justification along the way. Okay, I'm just going to put a short version here. Then I've got an assignment for you called Brenda's Small Triple Exercise, which I thought we'd then work through it together, step by step. Then I have another one, which is, and Brenda's Small Trip deals with the space contraction fitting into the time dilation. And then there's a small one, Alien Parking Trouble, which deals with more space contraction and simultaneity, which I was going to suggest that people just work on their own and I'll wander around if they feel up to it, and if they feel fried, that's fine. Okay? So I'm looking at, I think, three chunks of 20 minutes there. All right? With a possible bailout after two of them. Okay. And this stuff is all in the practice there, but I'm going to be doing this with my class this year. I think if you're doing relativity, if you have a relative unit in your curriculum, it's really worth it to do space time diagrams. So each of these slides is supposed to, that's probably too bright. Okay. Each slide is supposed to be a step you have to go through with the students. So the first funny thing is putting time vertical. And some teachers have suggested that maybe we'd be better off if we put time horizontal so we don't have that problem. And that's what you might want to do. The drawback is you'll then either have to flip it back at some point or they won't be able to understand any of the other literature, or some of the popular magazines, whatever. Because everybody does it this way. Okay, that's the first thing. And this stuff is all in the CD, so you can take notes if you don't have to. The next step, that's cool, right? Just draw some grid lines. Okay. Then we do need to do a little bit of fussing around here. I did it differently from Damien. Kids already know the term light years. So rather than doing CT for the vertical axis, I did x divided by c for the horizontal. Basically, I'm saying measure x in light years. So, time. If this represents 10 years, that same distance marked also by 10 is 10 light years. I think that's a smaller step for students to make. Okay? And we're going to make the scales always the same. Now, if I don't want light years, I'm doing a problem in a smaller space, then I can have seconds in light seconds, hours in light hours. But the scales will always be the same. Okay? So that's the next thing you have to get through. Okay, with the convenient thing that after 10 years, light travels 10 light years. So light will always be 45 degrees. And we're doing this. We're doing this funny scale. Because if we don't do that, if we use seconds and meters and kind of reasonable numbers, all normal motion is up in here. Right? We want to be able to deal with pretty fast speeds. So far, so good?
Yep.
Was anyone asking about that minus 45? About this volume? Oh, yeah. I tested this on four people. Thank you, Chris, and Michael, and Glenn, and Dave. I think they all asked about that. But that just means the light's either going that way or that way. Which, because we have time, that means that way or that way. So, at a position of 10 light years in time equals 0, light ray went off. At a time of 5 years in position of 0, light ray went off that way. Okay. Notice I'm using all the nice girl colors. I'm making this feminine physics.
Girl?
Yeah,
I've
got the pink and the turquoise.
Sexist, I don't know
what that is. Yeah. But I have a hockey stick, so I keep the boys engaged. Girls play hockey.
But she's letting me go into the game.
Okay. Now we're going to have a line, and Damien was having you draw that by this morning, moving at 3/5 C, and there's a reason for 3/5 C. There's a really good reason. Just do 3/5 C, don't do any other speeds, you'll see. It's got to do with gamma coming out of that nice convenient number. If you want to, you can do other speeds. But it gets messier. Just not conceptually messier, just arithmetically messier. Who needs it?
So you do all, any object you do, and things you do, the traveling experience?
Yeah. All right, and then the thing you got to get past is this one here, right? Slope of 5/3. So it's moving at 3/5, so the slope is 5/3. Again, that you got to remind them then over the t-axis this way. Okay. And if this is a rocket ship, say, in the Earth frame, but the person in the rocket ship is, as far as they're concerned, staying still in that frame. So that's our moving frame. Okay. And I think I would start out with the rest frame, the Cartesian one, as being Earth, and the moving one being the rocket. And later you can switch it around because you can, but I think it helps to start out keeping it that way. Okay, this is the hard part. Okay. Making an x upon prime axis. The normal thing would be putting it at right angles. But this is the thing that Damien went through. Okay, so let me shut up and read the question. Yes, Dan is a genius. It's one of the best of people. It's new, but it's really bad, and I all hate it, right? So I call it noon first of all, just to give it a name. What do you call it? Zero, right? And we're going to draw this light bouncing in the F frame. You did that already. The grid, there's your light bouncing. So you did that, I believe, this morning. So any arbitrary time, it moves off at 45 degrees and comes back at 45 degrees with this being the same length as that, because it comes back at the same time. And that point in the middle has got to be t is equal to 0. So we've got to do that in the other frame as well. Same idea, noon is 0. We're putting our mirror now in our moving frame. We've got our little axis there. And like Danny did with you this morning, you know, you should have them work through this blend. Okay, remember 45 degrees. Take any arbitrary time down here, draw the light rays coming out. And Chris and Michael helped me learn how to do this. Couldn't get Adam to take some of the slides. Very excited. So there it is. I don't know where the mirror is, so I'm just having it go off forever. Then I gotta receive it. I have to receive it again at 45 degrees, so I'm going to have a 45 degree something perpendicular to this one, somewhere along here. All right, I'm going to stop you and you tell me when to stop, okay? No?
A little farther.
A little farther.
A little farther.
Yeah, okay. All right, there we are. So these are equal, and that point, where it changes direction, that's the mirror. And what's the time then?
Zero.
T prime is 0. Now, this is the time when T prime is 0. This is also when T prime is 0. This is the origin, okay? Put two origins together. Okay, that's T prime is 0 at one place. That's T prime is equal to 0 at another place. Let's just review our regular frame. That's T is equal to 0 at one place. That's t is equal to 0 in another place. Those points define the x axis. So these two points define the x prime. Yeah.
How do you justify your equal distance?
Oh, because we said it came back in equal time afternoon.
Okay, right.
Good question. You know, make this slow speech feel good. yes, there's our mirrors. Okay. So now we have the axis. And it makes sense. 45 degrees, it turns out, it's not the key thing. The key thing is that light is right in between the two axes. The light's right in between the two axes. So 45 was a bit of confusion there. It's not what's special. What's special is that light is equally placed with time and space, because you know what? Time and space are the same thing, right? So it should be symmetric. Okay, everybody notice the hand waving?
Super slow here.
Okay.
If the
it's the gray hair. All gray hair people are slow.
You say the F prime has a slope of 3 over 5, which is the reciprocal of the T prime scale, slope, which is 5 over
3. Extra, yeah.
And that's always the way it's going to be.
It's always going to be.
That's why I'm so
slow. That's good, yeah. So when you need to draw this one, you don't actually have to look at these.
You don't have to do all that.
No, you don't. We just justify it. Now that you know that, this angle is always the same as that angle. Right?
Yeah.
So if you want to do speeds other than 3/5, you can now do those faster. This is why you use 3/5 C. Because gamma is 5/4. Really easy. So everywhere along this line, the person on Earth says, it's 5 seconds, it's 5 seconds, it's 5 seconds, it's 5 seconds, it's 5 seconds. Right here, he says, it's 5 seconds, and T prime says, 4. Here, he says, it's 10 seconds, 10 seconds, he says, no, it's 8. So it's really easy numbers. And that's why you speak of C. There are other ones that are close to even numbers, but that's the nicest one.
Orifice works pretty good.
Orifice?
Yeah, because that'll be the gamma.
Okay. But for orifice, you're going to have to make up this yourself. Whereas I've made it up for 3/5, see? And it's there, and so you can just print it out, and it's like different, it's graphic. That's what it is. Okay, so these are everywhere in the moving frame where the time is 0. These are everywhere in the moving frame that time is 4, and everywhere the time is 8. And the funny thing is, this is not at right angles to that, but it should be, because these aren't at right angles. What matters is this. These ones should be parallel. And then we evoke symmetry to do the other side. It's the same, like time and space. Okay? And that's the whole thing. You go through it once with the student so they understand each step, and then you just use printed versions of this to work with. So we now are done the derivation, and once you make that, and all you need to do that is your relativistic time dilation, they can do space contraction, they can do twin paradox, additional velocities, relativistic Doppler shift, all that stuff, right? So you don't have to tell them, they can work it out through these exercises.
Yeah. Just go back one.
Let's see, can I? Yes.
Yeah, so the 4 and 8 on the bottom there are lengths.
Yeah, so everywhere here, the Earth says, it's 5, and this person's saying, no, it's not, it's 4. So actually, you know what the space contractions are either, isn't it? Yeah. Not everyone's as bright as you. However, I think that's sufficient for most students to accept the diagram and then start playing with it. You as a teacher might want a little bit more time on it. And this is the guy, though, who was the person I was talking to, I forget, someone who had another great person for space-time diagrams. This is the book I use, and this is the book Damien uses. It's the same guy, it's good stuff. This one's got a lot more problems worked through it. So I think this might be the better resource. It's expensive, how much a day? It's gone, it's $60 or something, but. Okay, so now you are going to try out a little exercise known as Brenda's small trip. Will you be my beautiful assistant? Okay. And work out Brenda's small trip. You want to have a full space-time diagram, and you've got a choice. You can either take the full diagram on the whiteboards, or you can add this to what you already have. I'm not sure which is the best technique. So, we'll pass this along to you if you like. Yeah, the part.
Hey, Jerry! Look! Whoa! The red trail!
I have five more quick ones with the full space time diagram.
I'd help you about that, there we go.
Anybody else? You want it separate from your parking, you have one. So I just feel survey here, how you want to do that. I could take you through a step by step. Let's try it for a while. How about you work on it, and bit by bit, I'll put, say, answers here and wander around and help. And just work in your partner for a while. We'll see if that works. Okay? We'll go first. Let's go over it.
I'm sorry. Thank you. I'm I'm
Or something, so she gets there and she stays there. which is why her line is now doing this. She's now back in the same frame as the Earth. Okay? So she's sitting there on the planet. And this line here, this is her time is zero. And when her time is zero, meets the planet, path.
Why is her time zero on that line?
This is her x-axis. And all right, let's just do, so this is the x-axis, all places along here, is when Allie says the time is zero. Right? So all these spots represent t is zero. And all these spots along here represent t is five, and so forth. So this is her screwy axis, and everything along her x-axis represents time, her time is zero. Well, when her time is zero, this is how far away the planet is, right? This is where the planet is, and this is her axis for distance. And she says, hey, that's how far away the planet is. What's your graph say that is?
Yeah. That line represents how long it would take her to get
How big she thinks the distance is. Right? And as far as she's concerned, she's not moving. That planet, which was 8 light seconds away, is getting closer and closer and closer to her. Mm-hmm. 8 is smaller than 10, right? That's space contraction. Right? As far as she's concerned, that planet is 8 light seconds away. Allie thinks it's 8 light seconds away. Okay? So then, this distance here, this line, what does that represent? Time has been resting for what?
Allie measures to
the arrival.
Yeah, so that's how long Allie figures it takes her to get there, right? So what does this one represent?
How long Brenda thinks.
Yeah. In fact, how long Brenda thinks the planet takes to get to her, because she's got an eagle like you wouldn't believe. She's the center of the universe. She does not love me. It's all about me. Okay. And how does he know how to draw this line for the light signal that Brenda sends to Allie?
45.
Always 45. In this frame, right? How's that? Did we get through them all?
No.
What's the
11.
Number 11. Okay. So, that's how far away is the planet? That's this distance here. It's 8 light seconds away. So that's number 11 there.
What did they infer?
Number 9. So where on the graph can I find the answer for number 9?
On Allie's
this one, right? Yeah.
Is that 17?
17 sounds good to me.
16.6
or something in it? Yeah. So this number is roughly 17. You can calculate that, right? Because you know how fast it's going, you know what the distance is.
Yeah.
Right?
So you can take now, you're going to take how far it is, and you're going to calculate how. Would you use the time for the distance according to Brenda, or the distance according to Allie?
So I think 9 says how long it's going to take an Allie's frame.
Okay.
The number 10 is how long it takes for this frame.
Okay.
And the question mark you like is number 12.
Is you want a numerical answer?
Because
you could solve for both the speed and the frame are different things.
Yeah, so not for so cool. How about this? Why do they come up with the same speed? Let's not do that. Let's do ideas. Why do they come up with the same speed?
It's all
relative. No, it's not. That's the one thing that's not relative, right? They agree on their separation speeds. They agree on their relative speeds. They don't agree on much else.
Because both space and time are compressed.
Okay. We'll go a little further with that one.
Well, they're compressed by the same factor,
right?
The gamma factor.
Yeah, so who gets the two compressed numbers?
Brenda.
Okay. Right, just got the short time and the short distance. Mm-hmm. Small number divided by small number equals Allie's big number divided by big number. Okay. One thing you have to watch out for is that The this thing here, for example, looks bigger than that, right? Physically on your graph, it is bigger. You have to read the numbers off. Just like that map that Damien showed you, those two places on the North Pole, they look far apart, they're actually together. So we have to read the numbers. Anything else on that sheet? Okay, so this is where we get off. So I'm going to give you a piece of paper. This is the alien part of the problem.
Could you quickly advise through? I'm going to mail these to number 14.
14.
How you would do that?
She knows. Okay, so the light signal. How long did this take here?
For whom?
For Brenda. This is Brenda's accent.
That's 8 seconds.
That's 8 seconds. Okay.
13.3
seconds. Yeah, let's see.
She's doing this.
What? Yeah, okay.
Oh, sorry, wrong accent.
Yeah, 13. So she knows it took 13 seconds for the plant to get her. And then she sent this light signal off here. Now, she's now in the earth frame. Right? And she sees you as 10 light seconds away. She's sending a light signal. So 13 plus 10.
You look at the, okay.
But then the other one's bigger.
She's up here.
Which one? It reaches Abby at what, 26.7?
Yeah. So we're getting, we're getting into the twin paradox, aren't we?
And where does the figure reach?
Well, the thing is that you just take she has had her time in the trunk, and so she says 10 to the 13 that she has. And she says, okay, so 10 seconds to make it back.
Okay. I was reading too much in there.
Like when you constructed this.
Yeah.
You went through a series of, I'll call it black letter wave-style chunks of information.
Yes.
You represented this chunk, second chunk, third chunk.
Yeah.
Could you, on the board, do a concept map of just the general ideas that you went through in that process? So I can just have a look at what went on in your head if you went through
it. In my crazy head?
Just why don't you grab this paper and do it on the first
paper? Actually, I'm going to throw this out of here. Okay?
There's a chamois over here.
Oh, the chamois. Oh, yeah. But this is an animal product, isn't it? Like, what if I were a vegan?
I don't need anything.
You're heading over
here.
Oh, yes.
Animals die.
Yeah. Okay. So Wayne would like, and I think other people would, you know, as a phrase, Wayne, to go through the process again. So this is where a lot of you are getting, there's a bunch of steps people have to swallow. I'm afraid I'm actually kind of linear. But what's the first thing you have to swallow? Okay, and the screwy thing is?
Becomes.
Times unknown vertical.
Yeah. Okay, that was perfect. Then we're just, you know, we're going to put these lines here, those lines there. But the setting the scale was, I think, the next one. What's funny about setting the scale?
X is measuring light.
Yes. Light years or light units. Yeah, that's right. But for now, I'm going to call it years or light years because I think that's the easiest one to hold on to. So, you know, frankly, maybe I should, that's my first assignment. And that lights the 10 seconds away trip up a lot of people.
Yeah.
It might be better, in fact, to start out with light years for the first problem. Wait.
I was reading an article somewhere this whole week.
Yeah.
That if you have a lot of digressions as you go through, you lose people.
Yes.
So if you don't want it, less digression, less.
Sorry. And when I read that article, one last digression, I felt it was directed to me. You're right. So, like years and years. That was the next chunk. Okay? Next chunk was. What? Oh, that's lost here. One thing. T prime. Yeah. And we're going to do T prime
She's making you.
Ask me why 3. We don't have to explain why 3. It will turn out to be convenient. Okay. So so that one there, that one there. Next thing. X prime. And the short story is that it's reflected about it's a metric of flight. In fact, you might be able to say, hey, it's symmetric of flight. You might be able to get away with that. Light and space are the same thing. But that's the next step. That's the big step. That's the hard step. Okay? That's the hard step. Then we're going to establish a scale. And where this one is 5, it says it's 5, it's 5, it's 5 all the way along here. Right here, the person says, no, it's not 5, right here.
No, it's 4.
4. That's a moving guy. Why 4? Because this 4 is equal to our 5 over gamma, which is very conveniently 5 over 4, if you use a speed of 350. So 350 is being used just to make the numbers even. There's enough here that's hard, you don't need to make the numbers hard. So that's 4. And 10 is 8. And then the last stage is Y symmetry. And I find the students are quite comfortable with symmetry. Yep, symmetry is good. This 5 is that 4. And that's the whole thing. 5 steps. What do you think?
The last part is a big stretch.
Oh, this last one?
Yeah, the last two.
Just put it at scale. Oh. This scale didn't go on that time, so we'll make that a seven step. This is the part that's about it. Interesting thing you might notice on your graph, if you mark where 5 is on this one and follow one of its lines, right? Those be parallel. Do you know where it crosses?
4.
Yeah, which it's supposed to do. It's supposed to be symmetric. I see your time dilated, you see my time dilated. Okay. So, yes.
If I were to take Brenda, right, and send her back home now,
you!
And whip it around,
yes.
And I send her back home.
You
would buy giants in the triangle. So I'm here. How would I put this on this graph now? Because I mean, if she went home at 3:50 and everything else, how would I put her return graph on this?
This is light going back home, right? She can't go as fast as light.
So just basically the same thing, just flipped over the opposite. That's all.
Yeah, completely symmetric at that one. And I think the third exercise is Brandon's big trip, where she does do that, and it's the whole twin paradox thing. Yeah.
Do you need to establish a new, when she goes home?
Yeah.
Do you need to establish a new set of X prime and T primes?
Yes, and this is your new X prime?
Yeah.
And, sorry, your new T prime?
Yeah.
And where is your new X prime?
Over the negative 40.
Okay. But you don't actually have to draw it because the return trip is exactly symmetric to the trip out. Yeah.
And then she went back at a different speed.
I wouldn't do that.
What was that?
That's
new watch.
Yeah, they say the same. If you come back at a different speed, then you are going to actually have to draw out those grid lines, and that would be a good question. You can torture your students, I don't think I will. Okay. Yes.
If both of Brenda's numbers get smaller, and both of Ally's numbers stay the same, how do you have dilation and contraction?
Because dilation is a bad thing. That's bad for it. Should be time, David was saying it. Don't talk about time dilation. It sounds like time, it sounds like something's getting bigger.
Right.
Time is slowing down. So what happens is your delta T is getting smaller,
right,
and your delta X is getting smaller. Just like.
But only for.
Okay.
For.
Just like
Brenda.
This is 4, which is smaller
yeah.
than 5.
Yeah.
So both bits get smaller. But the word time dilation sounds like something
okay.
So just
yeah.
stop talking about that.
Yeah.
Together is the way you get around it. Yeah. Yeah.
The person on the ship.
It is in all, I know. So you have to dress it correctly. All right, here's my suggestion. Some of you have had just enough.
That's cool.
Okay. Some of you might want to just consolidate this one while you've got some bodies here to help you. I'm easy, but not cheap. This is the alien parking problem, which doesn't get harder. It just gets you to try the same stuff in a slightly different context.
If you were to do a twin paradox, do you switch it to years and light years then?
Yes, yeah. And that's for speed. And it's got the Doppler. And I was talking to somebody about using light signals sent out, really helps explain why the time is different.
So that would be the Doppler that.
Yeah. So you're going to be doing, and so you get to do relative to Doppler shift with these things as well. So in your package, there's, I think, 5 exercises, and the exercises come with answers. And if you want, I'm just trying to work on this myself. If you want to help and be on my team, let me know, because I need another brain working on this with me. I've got 8 from the previous group performing space time diagram plus across Canada. Here. All right, so I don't think I've got anything for that.
I don't get to teach this till after next year. So.
Well, it's not actually part of our curriculum.
Yeah.
But I know what Jack is saying anyway.
Yeah.
So I'll just extend it.
He
said
he doesn't
get to teach
it. He's not really teaching. We only teach for 3 years. We teach for 4 years and 1 year.
And
we
I'm going to get through.
And I'm looking at your full back here now.
I'm going to Hey guys, I'm going to ask you something. See what you think of this.
Hey, big round of applause, Sean B. Yeah.
Someone like this in the Washington.
Yeah. All right, so
that was me. Sorry.
It's pretty easy to generate this CT prime thing here, right? Can you see that well? In terms of the whole slope and velocity thing, but in terms of getting the x prime, right, we were drawing those triangles centered on the zero. Another thought. When the girl, what's her name, Brenda leaves, these are, I don't know, planets or places in space way out, you know, that we can't really know anything about yet. But at that moment, this dude yells or flashes like, "Here I am." And at the same time, this guy goes, "Hey, here I am." So these guys are like, "Hey."
Okay, they're flashes.
These are flashes.
Oh, yeah.
These are flashes. Yes. So basically, you figure that's going to take speed of light before that information hits her as she's turning along in her spaceship.
Okay.
So if you drop 45 up here, at this moment, she'll get the information where that guy is. Now, I should have drawn something first. You have to remember, this dude's staying here, right? In the grand scheme of things, this is their world lines. Your two, let's say. So it's at that point she realizes where that guy is, right here. So where is he? Ah, there he is, right there. This, a little while later, if we draw, she won't realize this guy is there until this point. And then she'll say, aha, wait a minute, I did that wrong, 45. Anyway, it works out that if you do this with a few points drawing 45 degree angles, you do. I don't know why this one. But anyway, once you then say, aha, you draw those intersections of those points, and I believe you get the x prime.
Okay.
That way, sort of imagining light traveling.
Okay, so just take the furthest one. How about the planet? Okay, so the planet. Okay.
Let me try and.
Wow, my computer is disturbed. Okay, so the planet, sends out a signal, and when Brenda gets the signal, Brenda knows the planet's there.
It should be right about there, right? And at that point, having drawn, that's sort of what this dude is doing. This dude will now be available to her. Say, hey,
oh,
here's
oh,
the dude.
Oh, now I see it.
Right?
Okay.
You can this little price. And then what do you do? You just sort of draw a horizontal line. Well, she kind of says, star goes off. At this moment in time, you know, kind of checking along, I see you. And then you sort of, so you got your two points there that you can sort of.
You drew on the sheet.
Did you draw the underlying sheet?
No, it's fine.
Somebody else did.
Put a red mark. Anyway, sorry, I know it's like getting a headache when you do
that. I can see that.
Anyway, it's just in my brain.
It works for your brain.
It's a little easier to grapple with these other triangles.
And I've been hearing about your brain, actually.
Cool.
Hey, Sean. Okay, so
law comes over the crowd.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, pull around.
Real short.
For your article for reading tonight, to build on this idea, to give you a different way of approaching this rather than space-time, this is the New World of Mr. Tompkins, and it's a story of what would it be like if you woke up in a world where the speed of light was really low. So it's kind of a cool way to approach it. We are busy burning the CDs up here, so tomorrow hopefully we'll have the CDs. Who gave me the Elegant Universe? Because you need to pick your discs back.
Oh, you can keep it up for a while.
Well, okay. Tell you what. Give it to somebody who doesn't mind. We can't give up the copyright material like that. So you can pick somebody. You could auction this off probably for beer tonight.
Oh. No, that'd be selling.
Because I'm sure these guys would, somebody will buy you a beer. Sorry, Dan.
Some of us don't drink.
Oh, he's okay. That would not include you.
And what Dave is handing out now really fits in what we'll do tomorrow. So I'll just finish off a little bit on the screen paradox, give you another perspective on that. And just because the space-time explanation of that is really, really beautiful. And you can see graphically. And also we'll show through Einstein's eyes. So you saw the video of the tram and how that looked when it was going past at 87% the speed of light. There's about 10 different videos, and we'll show you those. And also how you can actually use them in your class. We have a copy of that to give to everyone. So I'll give you that tomorrow morning. And they're a lot of fun. I mean, I've used them probably every talk, every school I go to on what physics, I use those. And kids just go crazy on them. And I think you use them too, Mark. Mark.
I'm sorry.
The roller coaster. The roller coaster.
I really get it. It gives them a real sense, because they ask you the question, what happens if you're moving, what do you see in front of you, right? Like the whole CD, what do you see in front of you when you're moving at the speed of light? And so you can say, well, let's take a look at this thing. And
And then the final bit, it's a time dilation, an application of time dilation. And that is the GPS global positioning system does use it. And necessarily used to use relativity. So that's a very real example, because I think that's true that questions students have. You know, okay, it's a good theory, but why should I believe it? How do I know it's real? I haven't seen it. And so they're very reasonable skepticism. So we will look at that. So Roberta, have I taken into your time?
No, I think we're actually sort of cleaning up though, and I noticed that Gary is starting it already.
Okay.
These are glass.
Yeah. By the way, guys, today, if you notice on the clock, we're staying a little later because we're going to suffer here. So don't start talking up with a bunch of applied level students.
Yeah. So what's the...
I got some
applied.
Yeah, so
the
study
I'm going to go to the next one. Right.
one of the
architects. Well,
I just suspect that
Wolf
climbed the diagrams and
Thank you. So, what are you doing with all the money you're collecting?
All right, folks, that mud's back here. $13, please, somebody have an exact change. If you got exact change, you're great. I'm going to run out really quickly. Watch a half-hour documentary called Nuclear Boys Go. You want to see it. It's really weird. It's unreal.
And
we're going to watch that in the theater downstairs. You can sit in the big theater and have the experience. And then you're on your own. We haven't called the bus driver to change the time of pickup, so there will be a bus picking people up here at 9:30 if anybody's still here. Or the rest of you can go downtown or go wander around or go back to the residence and rest or whatever.
We just kind of figured, last week we realized by this point there's no point trying to push anything else down your heads are full. So you'll enjoy Nuclear Boy Scout, it's just too funny to watch, and then you're on your own. It's half an hour. Would people want us to call the bus and see if they'll come earlier at 8 o'clock or something like that, or are you happy to walk back?